This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A Democratic effort to allow local rent control has failed at the legislature. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Colorado's cities were banned from setting limits on rent prices back in 1981, and it'll stay that way for now after a Senate committee rejected a proposal to end the rent control ban.
Rent control, even in a local manner like this, could and probably would stifle development.
That's Senator Dylan Roberts, an Eagle County Democrat who joined three Republicans to defeat the measure. Governor Jared Polis had also signaled his opposition. Supporters said the aim was to stop price gouging without disrupting the overall market. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Colorado residents with licenses to hunt small game and fish can now keep digital versions of their permits. The My Colorado app means people don't have to carry paper passes anymore. The Keep Colorado Wild Pass is also being offered electronically. It was introduced earlier this year and paid for with every vehicle registration. It allows entry to state parks and funds search and rescue programs, as well as the Colorado Avalanche Information Center. A reservoir on the northern slope of Pikes Peak is getting refilled for the first time in 4 years. CPR's Dan Boyce tells us fish are being restocked as well.
Colorado Springs Utilities drained Crystal Creek Reservoir back in 2019 to do maintenance on the reservoir's dam. That work is now finished, and crews have used another nearby reservoir to refill about half of Crystal Creek's capacity. While they test the repairs, they'll now rely on snowmelt to fill the rest of the reservoir. Meanwhile, Colorado Parks and Wildlife has begun restocking thousands of young trout in the body of water. The reservoir will reopen to the public on May 1st. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Come find more at cpr.org.